Christopher and the Harbour Heads. 1-2 Minutes. Das war eine Flux-FM-Session, die sie live eingespielt haben. Und zwar vor 3 Jahren. Das sind nämlich hier wirklich Freunde des Hauses, das muss man so sagen. Die 3 Schweden sind wieder zu Besuch mit einer neuen Platte. Und wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie vor ihrem Konzert morgen im Fluxbau, da gehe ich gleich nochmal ins Detail drauf ein, schon mal heute hier bei uns im Studio sind. Ich sage hallo, Christopher, Emil und Joel.
Hallo.
Hallo. Welcome back.
Dankeschön.
Wie geht's?
Total gut. Geht's euch auch gut?
Super. Alles super.
Alles super. So, those were the 3 words that you can speak in German?
Yeah. Jawohl.
Okay, come on. There must be more. No, in Sweden, do you learn German in school? No, you don't.
Most do, or a lot of people do.
It's optional.
Yeah. Okay, and you didn't choose the option, UL. You chose...
I've read Spanish, French, English. That's about it.
And can he speak very well French?
Yeah. Fluently. Amazing. Yeah. Sometimes they send, movies to translate and they send it straight away to Joel. That's how we got the budget to do this album, does he?
Great. Ja, wir wollen über die neue Platte sprechen, die wird nämlich am 16. September erscheinen und die heißt XX und da hören wir auch gleich noch ein paar Songs draus. Die haben ein ganz großes Grinsen im Gesicht gehabt und meinen, wir sind so froh, dass das Ding endlich fertig ist und sind auch sehr zufrieden damit. Tell us about XX, you seem to be really happy about having finished it and also about the result.
Yeah, it's been amazing because we did... get the opportunity to record it live, not, part by part. We actually were the 3 of us, a drum machine and a producer. And we recorded it for like a couple of days just. And then so we rehearsed pretty much before. Mm. And then so it felt more like a live show than went into to record an album. So we did demos and we did like used the younger days.
Okay, but I thought that you were the drum machine of the band.
Yeah, but sometimes there is another drum machine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there?
A tight one.
A tight one. Sometimes, yeah. So when I got the looks of Joel and Emil that I'm not tight, then... there's the drum machine.
Bring in the machine.
Yeah.
Sie haben also diesmal die Platte live aufgenommen, was Ihnen besonders viel Freude bereitet hat und das ganze Instrumentarium und inklusive natürlich Drum Machine, was Sie dazu packen konnten, obwohl Christopher natürlich ein 1A-Drummer ist und das Schlagzeug eigentlich auch immer vorne, ganz vorne steht, wenn Sie auftreten. But your drums will be, when you're on stage, just right in front of the stage.
Yeah, same
still,
as...
No?
Yes,
same as every time, you know?
Yeah, but in the studio there was... I think, Emil, you sort of conquered the studio with all the instruments. There were so many keyboards and pianos. And
from the 18th century up to today.
Yeah, sorry.
But it sort of ended in the 1960s or 70s or 80s or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing too modern.
No.
But was it borrowed or all? You bought it all and got it in your studio?
Was the studio was like a time capsule. Mm-hmm. It was amazing old stuff. Sounded great.
And is it your studio?
No, we this is the first time we went to another studio, so we were hands off.
Okay, but it was in Göteborg as well.
Yes. So the producer James Salter, he came from America to Gothenburg, so he spent a week in Sweden, and I asked him, what do you feel about Sweden? And he said, you drink too much.
But is it the same producer that you worked together a couple of years ago? No, it's another one.
He mixed parts of the last album, but then I worked together with him for a couple of different artists, and then we decided to work together with this Harbourheads. And he's a great guy, and he didn't push us. But sometimes he knew what to do with the band, and
when he didn't say anything, then it was good, and when he felt something could be, when he heard something, he really challenged us to try to take it to the next level anyway. So that was
I remember also a guy where you said that instruments and swear words were flying across the room.
Yeah, that's an old producer.
That's an old, because you've got a long history of making records.
Yeah. we are more experienced.
Natürlich.
And more mature.
Und genau, gereift sind sie auch, die Jungs. Und wir wollen reinhören. Genau. Und da wollen wir doch mal reinhören in einen neuen Song. Und zwar in When You Say Stay von der neuen Christopher and the Harborheads Platte. XX heißt sie und die kommt in genau 2 Wochen raus. Und wir wollen euch schon mal vorwarnen, denn morgen sind sie im Fluxbau. Und zwar ab 18 Uhr, da ist die sonnigste Nacht des Jahres. Und da werden sie live auf der Bühne stehen. Wie ihr da an Tickets kommt, das verrate ich euch gleich nach dem Song bei Flux FM.
Say stay, you mean get out of my way. I don't know if I should push or pull, and if it matters to you. When you say stay, you mean get out of my way. I don't know if I should push or pull, and if it matters to you. When you say stay, you mean get out of my way. I don't know when you should stay. You mean
When You Say Stay. Christopher and the Harbourheads auf Flux FM. Die sind morgen dabei bei der sonnigsten Nacht des Jahres bei uns im Fluxbau. Einlass ist ab 18 Uhr. Das Ganze wird ein riesiges, schönes, sonniges Spektakel, wo die Jungs auf der Bühne ihre neuen Songs vorstellen. Außerdem ist eine Band da, die heißt Jesse Whitney. Und es gibt natürlich jede Menge Kaltgetränke von Sol, das mexikanische Original. Außerdem mexikanisches Streetfood und diese sympathischen Jungs, die wir jetzt noch näher kennenlernen wollen, vor allen Dingen, was ihre neue Musik angeht, denn da sind ganz schön viele Zebras unterwegs. So, I saw a lot of zebras, drums with zebra style, maybe in the booklet as well, zebras, a video where, are this horses, white horses painted as zebras? Shame on you. Did the color go off immediately after?
Yes.
Yes, yes, of course. Oh, yes, yes.
No
yes,
animals
yes, yes,
were yes. harmed no. during the...
No.
Come on, tell us. What's about the zebra? Why is it so fascinating for you this time?
We decided to have a... It's easier when we were like a concept album, and I knew that I would like to write about divorces or people who get split up or relationships that didn't work in the end. But then zebras can be... I like the idea of zebras when they are like, they're always together as a... How do you say, like?
Herd?
Herd, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when they are in this herd, they sort of camouflage themselves. Like, it looks like a huge animal towards others. And I like the idea of them. And also, they are, they look pretty bizarre in a way, you know. They are not a donkey, not a horse. And then they
not
get
a
this.
Tiger.
I don't think so, anyway. So it's just, we had an idea to work with different, you know, the lyrics about divorces, etc. And then we had a graphic design to work with, and it's easier to have an idea. And I like to have a concept with the album.
Mm. Also das Zebra zieht sich durch die ganze Platte, und auf der Facebook-Seite der Jungs kann man auch sehen, wie, ich glaube sogar, Christopher, did you make the drums? The drum set with a zebra style? Or it was handmade? I don't know. Was it handmade by you?
Yes, it's me.
Ah, wow. How long did it take?
Very long.
Yeah, very long?
Yes.
You were complaining a lot.
Yeah. It was a mess.
And you were building all the drums yourself and then also the artwork from the outside.
I got it like in tubes, and then I have to saw them, and then I don't know if it's face, if that's an English word, but yeah. And then it's a lot of hours behind that kit.
The lacquer.
Yes, and then I did the.
Ja, genau. Ja. Also er hat sich ein Schlagzeug handgemacht, gebastelt zu Hause, und das dann auch im Zebra-Style. But they sound perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, you can use them on stage. Or will you use them on stage as well?
I will use them tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Toll, er wird sie morgen sogar benutzen. Ich werde verrückt. Bei uns im Fluxbau.
And tonight,
denn heute sind sie ja auch noch in Charlottenburg unterwegs. Und zwar in der Zillestraße.
Yes.
Und zwar im Record Store. What was the name?
Rocksteady.
Im Rocksteady Record Store. Dort werden sie in kleiner, kuscheliger Atmosphäre das neue Zebra Drum Set aufstellen. Which instruments will be there also?
There will also be some synthesizers, non-Zebra.
Of course, there will be your synthesizers. Cool. Und wir wollen auch in ein weiteres Stück reinhören, das da heißt Nervous in Berlin. Denn Christopher hat gerade schon angesprochen, es geht auch ganz schön viel um Scheidung, um Auseinandergehen. Viele Paare, sagen sie, bei ihnen, also befreundschaftete Paare, sind in letzter Zeit auseinandergegangen eben, was alles ein bisschen traurig war. Und er hat mit seinen Kumpels ein ganzes Album darüber geschrieben. Unter anderem eben ein Song Nervous in Berlin. Maybe a few words about Nervous in Berlin for the listeners right now.
Yeah, Nervous in Berlin. There's one, the last sentence in the second verse I sing. I'd rather be nervous in Berlin than home alone with you. And it's... It's about me being a boy from the countryside. I feel like Berlin is a pretty big city, so for me it's easy to get nervous in big cities. So it's try to explain how much I don't want to be home alone with that person.
So, but a compliment to us, to the city. In a way?
Yeah. If you come to the show and buy the album, yes.
Stop stupid. Nervous. Now I'm nervous in Berlin. Christopher and the Harbour Heads. Wir haben gerade über Sport gesprochen, weil ich natürlich nachher nochmal zum Tennis gehe. Und dann sprachen wir über Squash. Und der Christopher hat aber vor 16 Jahren aufgehört, Squash zu spielen, weil er ein Spiel verloren hatte. Joel sagt, er spielt Eishockey.
Yes.
But then you've got all the stuff that they're wearing in their mouth and... More down under, you know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. And very funny. Yeah. Look like Gene Simmons from Kiss.
How often do you do that?
I did when I was a kid. I started
How can
out.
You stopped?
Yeah. I played for 10 years when I was a kid.
Okay. But when you're in the studio all day long, you must have some, you know, distractions and do something else, like.
Flying a kite or.
Flying a kite? Oh, that's so nice.
No, not so much. But if there is a. Like a ping pong table or something. I love it.
I heard that some people, I don't know, I think it was Damon Albarn from Blur, has in his tour bus a ping pong table.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Maybe this is something for you as well?
Yeah. It wouldn't fit in our tour van.
You must buy a bigger one.
Yeah.
Yes, but what is it? Can you play when you drive?
I don't know, must actually. Maybe they roll it out when they make a stop.
The driver?
I don't know.
Yeah. But I've been thinking, why aren't there any silent ping pong tables?
That's a good idea.
That's must Psh, be
let's
the greatest invention.
It. Let's do it. Let's make the patent. How do you say it in English? I don't know. Yeah?
Nobody heard me now.
No. So I just make you.
fade. Isn't that a great idea? Out here in your office.
Absolutely. Finde ich auch. Einfach so ein Tischtennis spielen, wo man die Bälle nicht hört, ne? Dann kann man sich austoben und ablenken vom Arbeitsalltag und stört auch keinen dabei. Okay, wir wollen euch jetzt nicht weiter hier vollquatschen, sondern wir wollen uns bedanken bei diesen tollen Musikern, die morgen Abend bei uns im Fluxbau sind, denn Hochstimmung trifft auf Hochsommer. Die sonnigste Nacht des Jahres steht an und da werden zum einen Christopher and the Harbourheads auf der Bühne stehen und auch Jesse Whitney, der australische Singer-Songwriter. Wenn ihr sagt, ich will unbedingt dabei sein, Karten gibt es nur zu gewinnen, nicht zu kaufen. Schickt eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff die sonnigste Nacht des Jahres und wer es auf die Gästeliste schafft, bekommt ein Zoll aufs Haus als Welcome Drink. Einsendeschluss ist heute, also ran an den Speck, sage ich nur. Und wir haben uns gefreut, dass wir reinhören konnten in XX, die neue Platte von Christopher and the Harbourheads, die sie heute nochmal auch live vorstellen, vorab und zwar in der Zillestraße. Da sind sie im Rocksteady Records Laden, werden all ihr Instrumentarium aufbauen, schön mal nach Charlottenburg düsen und euch dort die neue Platte anhören. When will you be there exactly at Rocksteady Records?
We play at 7:30 and also the album will be released in 2 weeks, but today you are able to buy it at Rocksteady. So it's
okay, also der frühe Vogel fängt den Wurm und muss nicht noch 2 Wochen warten, sondern ihr könnt heute dann schon die Platte euch kaufen. Sehr schön. Thanks for the tip, Mr.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, enjoy Mrs. Berlin. How long will you stay here after Rocksteady and Fluxbau? Go back to Göteborg or...
Sunday morning it is.
Yes.
Yep.
Sunday morning go back to Göteborg.
Mm. Yes.
Good.
But we'll be back in November or
yeah,
December
November
or
we'll be back. But not in Berlin.
Shame on you. Okay.
Yes.
It's
shame.
Your choice, shame. Christopher. It's your choice.
Yes.
It's your choice. Thank you for coming. Have
Thank
fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.